Many Rivers Whole Health's Mental Health Monday, where we dive into the complexities of mental health and addiction. In the studio, John Hendricks.
Good afternoon, John.
How you doing?
Doing good. You know, Bob Dylan once said, the only thing that's permanent is change.
It's a pretty wise
statement.
And he
actually wrote a song about it.
Pretty wise guy.
But we're going to talk about changes today and the necessary changes that you have to make in order to make your life better.
Yeah, we're going to talk about stages of change in recovery, what that looks like, how somebody gets through the process, and how each one is addressed kind of through the system and treatment.
And so you're in a position now to guide people through that, all those steps.
Yeah, a lot of what we do is based on stages of change, and we have people come into treatment who are at different places in the process.
So let's begin with where you begin.
Well, the first place is usually the pre-contemplation stage of change, and the pre-contemplation stage of change is usually when somebody is not even recognizing or thinking that they have a problem with their use of substances in any way. A lot of times it's characterized by a very common term in addictions and other conditions, denial. They're just not seeing it. And it's usually defended by a set of defense mechanisms. A lot of times you see a lot of justifications for what they're doing, minimizations, comparing it to other people. They're not as bad. They're not seeing the consequences. They may blame others. That's a position called victim stance, blaming others for things they should be accountable for. So a lot of times when people come into treatment, or before they come into treatment, and maybe when they come into contact with the courts, they're in this pre-contemplation stage.
I think I might have a problem stage.
No, that's no. Pre-contemplation. Don't think I have a problem. The court. People don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, in other words, everybody thinks I have a problem, but I don't.
Yeah, they're wrong. I'm right.
Okay, gotcha.
And then a lot of times people come into addictions treatment through leverage. It's the only way they get there. In a lot of circumstances, we'll do the occasional people who come in because they recognize they have a problem and want to get help. But that's really the exception and not the rule. Mm-hmm. Most people who come into treatment are court ordered. They either have their own probation, they have charges, the court's ordering them to go have an evaluation and have treatment, or they're have a DUI. And then once again, the court's ordering them to go into a DUI class, which is called an ACT class or an ACT assessment or Prime for Life. And they come in through leverage. Mm-hmm. And what happens is they're not seeing the problem. And once they come in, they're forced to be there through leverage of the courts. You need to have an evaluation, or you're going to get incarcerated, or you need to have an evaluation, or you're not going to get your license back. An employer might, you need to go to treatment or your job's in jeopardy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when they come in, it's our job to kind of start working through that process and helping them see things and helping them and showing them their consequences and having them see kind of where their life is not going the way they want it to go.
You must get a tremendous amount of pushback at this stage.
There's usually some pushback or just a lack of ability to engage. There might be a lot of no-shows, or there may be minimal participation. They may be there, but they might not really be participating. Mm-hmm. They may argue. They may be defensive. They're not seeing it. So they think that we're wrong, and they think that the people that sent them there are wrong, and they're an anomaly. They don't have the issue. But they got to jump through the hoops to get there.
So they're going to play your game.
Yeah, sometimes they play it. Sometimes they're not very happy about it. Sometimes they're actively defiant. Sometimes they play it. Mm-hmm. You have pre-contemplation, and then you can move into the contemplation stage of change. And they're not a whole lot different, except contemplation is the person is maybe starting to see some consequences in their life. due to their use. Mm-hmm. They're feeling some pain. Maybe they see some damage to relationships, damage that the criminal, you know, having to pay all that money for a DUI and lose your license and not have a job because you can't get to work. So they're feeling some of the pain. So they're like, well, maybe, you know, I'm having these consequences and life isn't so good and it's not going the direction I want it to go. Kind of a discrepancy between where they want their life to be and where they are. We try to point that out in treatment too, that discrepancy. And maybe what they're, at that point, they're weighing. Maybe I do have this, maybe I don't. So it's kind of a weighing contemplation, contemplating, do I have this? Maybe I do. I'm feeling some pain type of process.
You must have to have an awful lot of patience in order to wade people through all of this self-reflection.
Yeah, I think most addictions counselors who have been doing this a long time have to learn to have a lot of patience. It's not a quick process. It's very slow. And some people get there quicker than others. Some people never get there.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody's in, yeah, that's the pre-contemplation place, or okay. The contemplation. Yeah, pre-contemplation, contemplation and is then, where they're weighing in contemplation.
How do you know when we've got a point where a decision's made that I've got to do something and I've got to do it now?
Usually they'll get to a recognition. They'll start seeing what you're trying to show them. They'll start actually doing the work, looking at the consequences, seeing that they actually have a problem with their use of substances, seeing the damage that it's doing in their lives and the lives of their loved ones and other people. And then they may say, you know what, I think I got this thing. I think you're right. I think I have a problem with my use of substances or a drug problem or an alcohol problem. I think I have it. I think you're right. And I'm ready to do something about it.
Well, then let's go to that next stage right after this.
Gateway Community Services has been providing quality, comprehensive recovery services to the Flathead and beyond. But now they're even stronger. Gateway has partnered with the Center for Mental Health and is now Many Rivers Whole Health. But what does that mean for our clients? Well, only good things. For starters, their capacity has more than tripled. They offer more services than before and can focus on whole person wellness. If you or someone you know struggles with addiction and does or doesn't have underlying conditions, please call or refer to Many Rivers Whole Health. In Kalispell, they're off North Meridian. Call for you or pass along to someone you love. Many Rivers Whole Health, excellence in whole person wellness. 406-756-6453.
And now, back to Many Rivers Whole Health's Mental Health Monday.
So now we've decided that we need to make a change. We need to do something, and maybe John is a little smarter than he looks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happens next?
Next, what happens is usually if they've decided to make a change, they've decided to usually get engaged to recover. They're going to take what you're offering. So what happens next is what's called the preparation stage of change. Okay, I'm going to recover. I've decided that I need to do something about it. I got to figure out what I'm going to do and how I'm going to be prepared to do so. So it's the preparation stage of change. And in this stage, this is where treatment takes place. This is where we give them, they learn coping skills. They learn how to deal with stress. They learn how to think of themselves in a positive way. Then they learn what their strengths are and how they can use those strengths in recovery. They learn how to develop support. Mm-hmm. They learn problem solving skills. They may make amends to people that they've, family members that they've hurt along the process. They're doing things to set themselves up to be successful. So they're preparing. That's usually what treatment is preparing to have these skills and this mm-hmm. recovery plan and this recovery arsenal that they can use to stay sober in their lives.
And this is where the education comes in, and you point out how we can make these things happen in our lives.
Yes. Yeah. We teach them different skills. We teach them how to gain support. We teach them various things that they can learn along the way to stay sober.
All right. So now we've gotten sober. We've done all the things that John asked me to do. And now I'm ready to get out in the world and show everybody that I'm a different person. What's next?
Next comes the action stage of change. Mm-hmm. Once you're ready to go out in the world and then you take this big recovery arsenal, you have a support system, you take your recovery arsenal, you have your coping skills, you use your strengths, you believe in yourself, your self-esteem is increased to a certain extent, and you take this all and you put it into action. So if you run into trouble, you have a support system, right? You're at risk. We talked about relapse last week, which fits into this as well. If you're at risk of relapse, you have some supports. You have some people you can call, people you can talk to, things you can do, ways you can think differently in a healthier, more positive manner to take you out of that risk of relapse. You have those things. You have AA. Hopefully you're involved in a recovery community. Hopefully you have a recovery support group that's part of a support system. Hopefully you're going to AA with people who are in the same Alcoholics Anonymous, people in the same situation as you, and some people who are further along who can help you out and give you support through that recovery process. That's all part of the action stage of change.
One of the things that probably comes along pretty quickly is so overconfident. You know, I've got this handled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week.
Yeah, I've got this handled.
Overconfidence is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that can be in the action stage, and then relapse can fall in there. Hopefully not, but it could fall into these stages.
Give us an idea, John. I know it's different for everybody, but a kind of an average. How long does it take to get to the point where somebody has to come in and see you and walks out and says, you know, I can go face the world now?
You know, that's a very individual question. Some people, it takes years. Some people never get there. Some people can get there relatively quickly. Some people can get to that point relatively quickly, depending on how much they're in tune with having a problem and their need to change and their motivation to change as well.
The idea here is that when you make this commitment, you've got to understand that it's a commitment.
That's true. When you're making a commitment, you have to understand that you're making, that's a very good point. It's something you need to follow through on and continue, which leads into the maintenance state to change, because people who are sober for a certain amount of time, you know, usually I used to like to say at least 3 years of sobriety under your belt. A lot of people that I've known in this field, some of them who are licensed addictions counselors, my clinical supervisor when I did my licensure candidacy had a lot of sobriety and very, very wise in recovery and was in the maintenance stage of change and has years of sobriety, but still maintains, you know, still works their program, still goes to meetings. And when you're have this sobriety and you're in the maintenance stage of change, it kind of, the concentration kind of shifts, and instead of it being about you, then you gain what you need for your recovery by helping others. So people that are like long-term, the old timers in meetings, some of the older addictions counselors who have been through it and who have success in recovery by helping others essentially.
There's a degree of humility involved in this.
There's humility, but they also have learned how to do it. And there's a degree of success. And they in AA, they call it sharing your experience, strength, and hope with the newcomer, with the newer people. But that's the maintenance stage. The wise person who's been doing it for a certain amount of time has been successful and has learned how to recover and can show that and maintains their recovery and it helps them by helping other people learn how to recover from the disease of addiction. So,
It is a disease.
It is a disease.
Yeah. John Rausch, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Many Rivers Whole Health's Mental Health Monday. We'll be here next Monday at 12:45. If you missed some or you'd like to share it with friends, find today's and past shows on our Facebook page. And thanks for listening.